Zarya was too old for ghost stories, but this one needed to be put to rest. She glanced over her shoulder at the peaceful place she was leaving behind. There were more houses in Thornapple Valley than there had been when she was a child, but this view stirred memories. It had been exhilarating and terrifying to leave her home without permission then. To ensure the safety of the small town's inhabitants, even adults typically needed permission to leave. But Zarya was responsible, and she wasn't going far. Black Cherry Forest belonged to Thornapple Valley anyway, and if all went as she imagined it would, she wouldn't come across another soul. She'd have to travel miles for that. The incline Zarya reached was steep. She was in good shape, and it barely affected her, but the change in perspective was immediate. Large trees, her favorites being the black cherries, loomed over her and grew bigger as she approached them, their branches reaching as if to draw her inside. This scene had been intimidating as a child. She had almost turned back, but now she smiled at the imposing forms and walked right in, thanking the trees for their warm welcome. This was a wild forest, a place where one could get lost. She knew this firsthand, as that was exactly what had happened to her as a child. She had been convinced she'd never see the light of day again, even though the trees weren't so thick sunlight couldn't seep through the leaves and needles overhead. Evening had quickly turned to night, though, and fear has a way of making moments drag on longer than they actually do. Panic had been her enemy. The forest was easy to navigate if one quieted the mind, however, and Zarya did so now. The tiger shifter closed her eyes and steadied her breathing. She inhaled deeper, exhaled longer. She took off her shoes and felt the grass and dirt beneath her soles and wiggling toes. Satisfied and alive with the earth's energy, she extended her awareness. She called to the plants she had a special connection with and located the nearest thornapple. Zarya opened her eyes and continued on, having seen the way ahead. She decided to carry her shoes, thinking she shouldn't have brought them in the first place, because she liked feeling the earth. It was grounding. The dirt trail she sought had been well-traveled once. These days it was overgrown, but remnants of it could still be found if one followed the thornapples. After locating that first plant, Zarya didn't need to meditate further because the trail had been walked recently. Dr. Foster's boys had committed. They must have made it to the cabin at the end of the trail and yowled, hoping Thornapple Valley would hear them. They were the ones who had started the rumor, after all, claiming they had heard Gabriella's many greats grandfather's ghost wailing out here during the night. The others who had reported strange sounds were impressionable children. They might have heard something, but it was more likely they had been convinced that they had by Dr. Foster's boys, who had been determined to salvage a failed prank. It wouldn't have been the first time something like this had happened. It certainly wasn't the work of a ghost. Zarya promised the kids at the bakery this morning that she would put this mystery to rest, and she would. All would be well again. It seemed her theory wasn't quite right either, however. Zarya was having a difficult time deciphering the scents on the trail, but none of them belonged to Dr. Foster's boys, and yet a distinctive fragrance raised questions.